JPS, 7, AC23, Dust, Electra, Timmy G, Dave Pham, Cecile, Not Happy, Jan, Gyno, Lucas Chan, Little Miss Breaks, and an art auction. Money raised goes to the Country Fire Authority and Wildlife Victoria, 9pm tonight at Miss Libertine, 34 Franklin Street in the city. Check out www.myspace.com.au/fireaid07. A Triple R community service announcement.
Who's there? Answer me. I command you.
You can no longer command anyone, my brother.
Get out my life, woman.
It's you, Ahmad.
You don't love me no more.
I might have known.
Your attention, please.
Get out my life, woman.
Plastic surgery.
You don't love me no more.
Mustafa, you are a part of this plot too, but why?
Get out my life, woman.
Huh?
You don't love me no more, no.
Sign and you will be given a quick and painless death.
Get
up. Refuse and you will be tortured endlessly until you finally do sign. The choice is yours, my brother.
We leave you now to consider your decision.
Get up alive, honey.
Yeah.
Nothing but a heartache by the pound.
Let's get out of here.
I'll see you dudes later.
Thank you.
the gentle sounds of the Stereo Labs. Fiery Yellow from the album Mars Audiac Quintet lulls us into the show this evening. Good evening and welcome to Against the Arctic. It's Declan with you on a pretty gentle Sunday night here in Melbourne Town. You're on 3RRR. Jonathan Alley has taken you through the last couple of hours here. Thank you to him for his show Under the Sun. He'll be back next week. Fantastic, wild and eclectic finish up to the show there. And it's a pretty similar kind of format coming up here on Against the Arctic for the next couple of hours. If you haven't heard this show before, we like to dance around many musical styles and hopefully join them with some kind of context. Sometimes you might find yourself listening to something and go, why the hell is he playing that? But I hope that the way the songs are put together in the show, that eventually as you get to the end of a couple of hours of music, you might sort of go, oh, that's why he played that, because it went with that. So I hope you can stay with me for the next couple of hours until 10 o'clock here. It's a big show, lots of new music out, and of course continue to discover lots of old, wonderful music. I have a guest this week. Dave Hager joins me for an Icebreakers segment, which I guess is kind of like a redirection, if you will, where we just mention a few things around about town, either exhibitions or happenings, places to go, and websites of interest, basically visual things that are a little out of the way you might like to know about. We'll get around to that at about 8:30, 8:45. But on the music side, and indeed that's why we're here, there's so much music out. Last week I played a track off the new Antibolus record, which has been produced by John McIntyre. They're a band based in New York. Been around since about 1997 under a few different names, but this is a really fantastic record. I've actually given it a bit of a thorough listening to in the last week. So we'll be hearing something off that. More from this interesting Burial record, kind of really dark and moody dubstep and electronic record on Hyperdub, which we've been hearing from the last couple of weeks. Got some new stuff from Harmonic 313 or Mark Pritchard, a couple of demo things, and a new remix of Brazil band Azimuth. Amy Winehouse has just released a pretty fantastic sounding vintage soul record out of the UK in the vein of Alice Russell and the like. Some wild French hip-hop from TTC. We're going to hear from Calexico Machine Translations, the former playing last night at the Corner, an incredible show. And they're playing again tonight. There's still tickets on sale. And Jay Walker, or Machine Translations, Greg Walker, is supporting tonight. So we'll hear the song from each of them. Really was an amazing show, but we'll play something off their incredible album, Feast of Wire. Enough from me. Plenty more music to get through. I thought we'd go on an 11-minute journey with a group called the Animal Collective. A little later we'll hear from Panda Bear, who in just a few weeks has a record coming out on their Paw Tracks label called Person Pitch. An amazing, amazing record, or at least what we've heard so far. It's an 11-minute song called Moo Rara Rain from a record recorded around a campfire in Maryland some years ago. Nice bit of ambient space. You're on 3RRR.
La 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 la. till the break of day. I knew everybody has a little hard love sometimes. I knew lately I've been having mine. We used to live in a flea bag apartment, you know the kind. And he'd come home and he'd say to me, we gotta
gift of speed.
Beautiful voice of Alice Russell, a track called I'm Just Here, from her record My Favourite Letters, which came out on the Brighton label True Thoughts back in 2005, home to Quantic, Nostalgia 77, other artists we like to air here on Against the Arctic. Pretty short bracket in terms of songs, but it took us through the first half an hour of the show. Cat Power was before Alice Russell, a beautiful, gentle song called Sweetie Dee. A cover of Michael Hurley. I did a bit of research, or tried to do a little bit of finding out about who Michael Hurley is on the internet, and didn't get too far, although I was sort of in a bit of a state getting ready for the show. That's off her record, called the Covers record, from also from a few years ago. Animal Collective was before that, with a pretty, I guess, kind of an obtuse song in some ways. It's 11 minutes of a song called Moo Ra Ra Rain, off an album called Campfire Songs, which, as you might expect, was recorded around a campfire sometime in, I think, maybe 2002 that record came out. And I was lucky enough to interview them when they were out here, Cup Eve. I was filling in for Woody on Wigwam Bam, and Noah, a.k.a. Panda Bear, all the former members of the Animal Collective have bestowed themselves with quite strange names. Noah is the drummer and percussionist. And Campfire Songs is his favourite Animal Collective record. He said that's the record I'm most proud of as a member of Animal Collective. And we'll hear from him later on in the show. A fantastic track called Comfy in Nautica, for record he's just about to release very soon. First track of the show was Stereo Lab with Fiery Yellow. You're on 3RRR with Declan until 10 o'clock. Coming up after the next posy of songs, we'll be speaking with Dave Hager for Icebreakers. As I mentioned at the start of the show, Machine Translations are supporting Calexico, a band who hail from Tucson, Arizona. They play a pretty amazing mixture of kind of Tex-Mex, rock, soundtrack, folk, and mariachi kind of stuff. And they played last night, pretty full show down at the corner, and they're playing again tonight. And I think the doors open about 8:30, which, hey, that's right now. Tickets are about $55, so it is a bit of a fund expenditure. But I went last night and I had a fantastic time. They're really great. And so I thought we'd hear a song from Machine Translations. And then we'll hear something from Calexico going back to Feast of Wire. This is Machine Translations with Like You on Against the Arctic.
Thank you. years of jazz, funk and soul, Playground Music is excited to announce a one-off Melbourne show for Incognito on Saturday the 10th of March at Billboard. Don't miss out on this opportunity for a night of positive vibes and undiluted jazz funk. Tickets available at Billboard and Oztix. Playground Music, RRR sponsors.
Hi, this is Isolé and you're listening to Against the Arctic on 3RRR.
sound system pleasure. Trouble man, is this for you? Separation. I know you couldn't have known.
sounds of The Trouble Man there with Steve Spacek on the vocals. I think it's a little unreleased gem from Mark Pritchard. Also masquerades as Harmonic 33, and more recently a new project called Harmonic 313. Kind of some down-tempo hip-hop styles. Under Harmonic 33 did a modern library record called Music for Television, Film and Radio, which came out on Warp. But the new 313 is a kind of... Well, 313 is the area code for the Motor City, Detroit, and it's kind of the same, similar hip-hop beats, a little bit heavier, less spacey, and a little bit, I guess, more sort of more aimed at the dance floor. And going to try and fit in a Harmonic 313 remix of Azimuth before 10 o'clock, but you know, time, it just keeps eating away. I'll just run you through what we heard. Antipolis were before Trouble Man. The Trouble Man track was Turn It On. Antipolis, from their new record, it's the opening track called Beaten Metal. A pretty bombastic kind of one with big horns. This new record's produced by John McIntyre from Tortoise, and it's really hitting the spot for me at the moment. Calexico before that, with a pretty out-and-out kind of jazzy piece off their record, Feast of Wire. And Machine Translations started us off. Like You, a track from the record Happy, released on Spunk. Those first two artists, Machine Translations and Calexico, playing down at the corner tonight. Still tickets available, and doors just opened, so get yourself down there if you want a fantastic night of music. It's time for Icebreakers.
Icebreakers on Against the Arctic.
It's come to that time again. Oh, with the sweet sounds of John Coltrane. Dave Hager, welcome to the show.
Thank you, New.
Icebreakers is now in its seventh incarnation.
Eighth,
I think. It's a little segment on the show that we get around to about once a month. And I guess we kind of like to try and just mention some things that are happening either in Melbourne or on the World Wide Web. Just kind of interesting little tidbits, things that might interest your eyes, galleries, exhibitions, things of note. And the man that's here to help me do that is Dave.
It is indeed.
What's coming up tonight, Dave?
Tonight, as you aptly put at the start of the show, it's a bit of a redirection, hopefully to lead you to a few interesting places around Melbourne town or the World Wide Web. And if you were around Brunswick today for the Sydney Road Festival, you may well have walked into the Coonahan Gallery in Brunswick for an exhibition called Home Unhomely, which is this year's 2007 Women's Salon exhibition, which has been running for a few years. Quite a nice little space there in Coonahan Gallery. Nice little show as well. It's an annual exhibition showcasing sort of the contemporary art practice of women living or working in the arts in the Moreland City area. Some 60 plus artists actually, which is nice to see a group exhibition of that size.
Must be a big space.
It's not actually, it's quite small, but all the works were quite small. Not quite like Linden.
Yeah.
Where you've got 3,000 plus in the postcard show,
yeah,
which I went and saw a couple of weeks ago. But smaller pieces, so you can fit it into the space that it is.
Yeah.
Curated by Edwina Bartlam, and it's sort of based around the themes of the homely, unhomely and uncanny, which I thought was a nice quirky way of theming a show. And as such, some of the works are quite often figurative works, people in the environment.
Uh-huh.
Of note, I thought, was Libby Jones's work called Haunting Illusions, which is actually a wire mesh and paper pulp work. A nice little sculpture there, a bit more abstracted and a bit more architectural in its process, but was the standout for me. The work is and quality of the work, should I say, is probably vast and varied, There are some notable pieces there, and all for sale as well, starting from as little as $50,
yep.
going up to, well, going up to whatever it goes up to. I think it was $8,800 I saw for the highest price one. But it is a nice little show, and also commemorates the International Women's Day. And it was a busy day down in Brunswick.
And it's not actually linked in any way to the Brunswick sort of music.
No, it wasn't. No, it finishes next Sunday, I think, next Sunday being March 10.
Yeah.
No, next Saturday, shall I say. And it had been running since, I think, the early half of February.
Okay.
But a good show. Do get down there if you can. Nice and local.
And, of course, heaps of music stuff happening in the upcoming festival, so there's plenty of news in the street press about that.
There is. Another thing I got along to today was Sunday Arts at the Convent.
You've been out and about, Dave.
Oh, it was a nice day for it.
It was.
Keeping it fresh on Icebreakers.
Yeah.
down at the convent, the Abbotsford Convent, I actually hadn't been there since they sort of reopened the studios and the like, and had been meaning to get down there for quite some time.
It's beautiful.
It is a lovely, it was a great day down there, it really was. And it was quite nice that today was what they call Sunday Arts at the convent. As I said before, first Sunday of every month. I guess I was probably had higher expectations of what they touted as paintings, prints, jewellery, and new writings, etc., etc.
Mm.
It felt a little bit more like a Sunday art market,
mm-hmm.
which is not a bad thing at all. I think I'd expected something else.
Yeah.
Having said that, the building itself was lovely to walk around. Really nostalgic type feel. It's almost like you're in an old country barn.
Middle of Abbotsford.
Yeah.
Did you get down to Handsome Steve's house?
I did. That's what I was just about to mention.
All right.
One thing that you must do at Abbotsford Convent is make sure you walk to the very end of each and every hallway, because you will undoubtedly bump into Handsome Steve, who has I suppose the best way to describe it is a 60s bar, or tabac, as they used to be called, of an untouched installation, almost ripped straight from the 60s and put there without any of the modern kitsch kind of additions that we're so used to seeing. Have you been there yourself?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah.
He's a lovely man. And surrounding you are 60s posters of famous sportsmen, sportswomen, politicians. There was the 60s TV on with a black and white boxing match going on. I think it was Ali.
And a fine cup of coffee.
And a fine cup of coffee and very cold beer as well.
It's important.
Open 7 days as well.
You get the temperatures of the two things, right?
Going well.
Yeah.
Well, the person I went with had the coffee, I had the beer.
Oh, okay.
But I was talking last time on Icebreakers about Mike Nelson's fantastic ability to recreate these life-size installations in gallery spaces, and this is exactly what I'd felt like I'd walked into.
Yeah, totally.
It was a wonderful experience and a really nice pleasure, a really good pleasure to bump into that kind of thing in a place that you'd least expect it.
Yeah.
And I wish them all the best. So do get down there and check it out.